throw away your worship team. I say it every week when I do pray here. This morning it's so amazing. Everything that you can hear this morning, you've declared it already. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we just come today and we again want to declare, we believe there will be breakthrough today. Lord, we believe that there will be victory today in people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, as you can all see, the theme of this morning, and I really wrestled with this one because, you know, before you could give somebody a message, the message needs to fall into your spirit. And God has to change something in your life. Because I can't bring something for you this morning if you haven't changed my life. And that's, there is divine acceleration when God steps in. Now, many people, wow. This is a very charismatic words. It's not. I'm just going to break it up. Divine means godly, excellent, delightful, spiritual, and heavenly. Acceleration means gaining speed in a short time. To speed up or to increase speed. And then the other word you're going to hear this morning is supernatural. Is that manifestation of an event that cannot be described scientifically or by the laws of nature. It's something nobody can explain. Now, divine acceleration is the godly increase in speed, and it's when God apply His supernatural ability, and that ability is talents and skills. When He applies His talents and skills into your life for His purpose, then things start happening much faster than human possible. And this is what I want to speak about this morning. The secret of divine acceleration is when God steps in, we've sang it, when God and His hand, we sang it, starts moving in your life. Say moving. When God's power comes in motion, it brings to pass supernatural. We said there that He will shake heavens, He will shake the mountains. That supernatural is when the reality meets up with God. That's when supernatural things happen. Now, an example is of Philip and the Ethiopian. Maybe you know the story. God gave instructions to Philip that he need to go from Jerusalem through to Gaza. And that was about almost 100 kilometers that he had to walk. And on his way there, he heard this man from Ethiopia in a carriage reading out of the book of Isaiah. So he ran, he jumped onto the wagon with him, and he accompanied him. And he explained Isaiah. And at the end, it came out that this Ethiopian repented and made a full give over to God. And let's read. Now comes the divine acceleration in Acts 8, verse 39 and 40. And when they came up from the water, because Philip went and he baptized him. When they came up from the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly, listen to this word, suddenly, took Philip away, and he did not see him again, but he went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared in Azotus. I mean, that's a town far away. So he was transcended in the Spirit by God suddenly and immediately. That is divine acceleration. We take Elijah in 1 Kings 18, 46. This was after he prayed, and the seventh time there was a cloud as big as a man's hand, and the rain was coming. And then he didn't take a lift on the chariot of Ahab. Listen what it says in 1 Kings 18, 46. After Ahab had left, so Ahab was already with his horses and carriages on his way back to his castle. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. You see, the hand of God started moving in his life. And he tucked in his mantle, into his belt, and outran Ahab in the race to the city gate of Jezreel. Supernatural. I mean, think of it, outrunning, and he was an old man already, outrunning the chariot and waiting for Ahab there. That is divine acceleration. You see, divine acceleration is a principle that we see throughout the Word of God. But there's a certain pattern to it. We first see God making a promise to you or to the church or to somebody makes a promise, and then comes a delay. There's not always an immediate answer, or we don't see it in our circumstances. In this time of delay, this is where we started feeling weak. We feel despair. We feel in distress. We feel we don't want to go on anymore. And in this feeling of hopelessness, there is trials and tribulations. Have you experienced that? And you feel so alone. Even if you even battle sometimes to pray to God. But in this time is where we need to be cautious. Because this is where the enemy moves in with his own wicked plans, with his tricks, his quick fixes, his shortcut plans, and we sometimes adhere to it. And he overpowers us. You see, because you will know when God steps in, you will find yourself caught up in a divine move of God, a sudden surge, something that shifts the atmospheres of your circumstances in that moment. Say circumstances. Divine acceleration, as you can see, is locked away in this times of despair. In this place where you feel lonely and you feel hopeless, that is where the key is locked away to divine acceleration. Because divine acceleration, we said it, it will remove barriers in your life. It will bring down walls in your life at this moment. All those things that is harming the relationship between you and God. That's what God wants to do today. He wants to do it in your life. And then it says, suddenly it will feel as if you are lifted by a big wave. Many of you went to the sea. You suddenly in there, that one wave came, you didn't see, and it's just suddenly lifting up. And that feeling in your stomach, when it's, that's the feeling you will get. He will lift you up like a wave in the sea, and you will experience that sudden surge forward in a short time. And God is moving into that higher dimension where he wants you. You see, sometimes we are happy. We are happy to stay at that place. But God wants us into a higher dimension. Each and every one of you. And this morning is the now time of God's divine intervention in your life. And nothing will stop God's purpose in my life. Say nothing. If you allow him this morning. You see, in the book of Exodus, we learned that Israel was in slavery for almost 500 years. Perhaps you feel like that as well. But by miracles, and I mean short, in a very short time, Moses and Aaron brought, through God's hand, miracles over Egypt. And then, in a single night, God removed all the Israelites, 2.5-3 million of them, out of slavery. Suddenly. You see, perhaps today you feel at that place where you feel hopeless. You've been living in the night hours. And God wants to make a promise today. This night hours is that bondage, that slavery, remember, that bondage of sickness, of despair, of depression. It can be of shame. It can be unforgiveness. It can be a sin in your life this morning. I don't want to talk too much about it because last week, if you still don't know the difference between heaven and hell, you've got a problem. You maybe find yourself this morning in that valley in the shadow of death. You see, Elijah found him there as well. Remember, after fire from heaven devouring all the altars of the Baal priest, and he slaughtered that 800 priests, didn't stop there. He ran away in fear from a woman called Jezebel, of the threats that she made on his life. But see, he at that moment felt distressed. He felt he was a failure for God. He was in despair. But you know what? God sent an angel to minister supernaturally food and drinks to him. What happened here? You see, this was God's provision. He provided for him with divine acceleration. Because the moment that he ate that food, he was strong enough and he started traveling for, listen to this, 40 days and 40 nights nonstop. That is supernatural. But it didn't stop there. He had a meeting with God. And after this meeting, God suddenly propelled Elijah into his new season. Isn't that amazing? Say, new season. I want a new season this morning, Lord. So like Elijah, there are times when the enemy will come like a Jezebel that will try and hold you back with the fears in your life. Because all the disappointments you've got in your life this morning is fears in your life that Satan will use against you. Sometimes it feels, I felt it like before. How many times you felt? The enemy has won. I just cannot get out of this pit. The enemy has won. But you see, God will come if you allow him, and he will step in at the right time. And he will come supernaturally and he will restore you. And he will come and he will fight the battles for you. He will overturn that battles and he will launch you into victory. We sang it. Into victory. I believe there's victory here this morning. And how will he do it? By divine acceleration in your life. God come and promise in that during the night of your challenges, he's issuing, listen to this, he's issuing orders on your behalf. He's issuing orders on your behalf. You see, but there's one thing I'm just going to go quickly over, the obstruction to the divine acceleration in your life. There's consequences of sin. And I want to use Joel 2 verse 25. And he said, here, God comes, he said, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. You see, in this book of Joel we read, they didn't want to repent. They didn't want to turn back to God. So year after year, the locusts destroyed the crops. There was no harvest. There was no fruit. It was fruitless. But in this, every time God yet came and he promised the nation that if you turn back and you repent, I would make up for all the lost years. And listen, God even said this. He said, and I, in this years, I will overflow you with harvest. You see, God by nature, you heard it last week as well, is a redeemer. He loves us so much. He's the redeemer. And Jesus has paid the price for your mistakes, for your sins, for your depression you feel this morning, for the distress in your life this morning. Jesus has already paid the price for that. So we have no reason to stay there this morning. We need to allow God to propel us out of this morning into the new season of victory. See, when we have sometimes suffered all this result of sin, and we go back to Jesus and repent, sometimes we are so ashamed, but repent. Jesus will reform you. He will transform you from barrenness to fruitfulness. He will come and he will transform you from emptiness to a divine accelerated overflow in your life. Not only spiritually, but also physically. You see, it's by his power and his grace and his forgiveness that as God is working in your life right now. But he's waiting for you this morning to once again accept him. Open your heart and say, Lord, I am here. I'm ready this morning. I'm ready to be victorious. I'm ready to have breakthroughs in my life this morning. I want breakthroughs. I want to be victorious. You see, divine acceleration has nothing to do with your performance in the church and how many outreaches and all the things. That's important. That's evangelism. But it doesn't mean anything to it, the divine acceleration. It only happens after a full surrender into God's hands so that God's hand can move in my life. Say, God's hand, move. We only sustain the supernatural work that God is going to do in our lives this morning. We can only sustain it by staying at that personal altar where you pray and worship and build that intimate relationship with your Savior. You see, we have to prepare ourselves for a divine acceleration. First of all, the Lord says this morning, be assured. We sang it. I'm at work right now. God is at work right now. But he's working according to his timetable, not our timetable. And sometimes we try to push God into a box to fit into our, what we want. In Deuteronomy 31, and also remember, he never forgets you. If you don't hear from God, he didn't forget you. Deuteronomy 31, 6 says, Lord, your God goes with you. He will never leave or never forsake you. You see, in the season of distress, of disappointment, God is busy putting all the pieces of your life together this morning, preparing you. And he's busy positioning people in your life. Like he did with Elijah. He doesn't have to use people. He can use anything. He used an angel. See, the secret to God's plans are hidden in the threads of the garment of his purpose that he wove throughout your life. You sit, I sit with all the secrets. If you've accepted Jesus and you have the Holy Spirit, you sit with all the secrets. No preacher or teacher or evangelist could actually show you anything. You sit with all those secrets. He said, I believe there's a prophetic word for you, this church, and for you this morning from God. And he says, your waiting will be rewarded. Say, my waiting will be rewarded. Secondly, we have to sharpen our gifts and skills before that promotion of divine acceleration will come into our lives. You see, the prophet Samuel had anointed David as the future king. But what did David do? He kept on serving his family, his father, herding their sheep. They're in the pastures. He's herding their sheep. But he didn't sit still. In that time, he used everything to worship God, to write songs, prophetic songs, to play music. He was even developing his physical strength and skills for warfare And you'll see the proof now in the scripture. By protecting his flock. At an age between 13 and 15, he killed a bear and a lion. Divine acceleration in his life. And God was preparing him for a time of this. So while David was serving in the pastures, he was actually preparing himself for the palace. You see, we're reading King Saul was looking for a musician. Then one of the servants answered and said, "Look, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful." There it comes. My skills I have to work on. "In playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him." You see, but when the opportunity that God has placed for him there, he didn't miss it. He was ready to accept that opportunity, and that was Saul. Say today, "Lord, prepare me." You see, God wants us to sharpen our skills to prepare us for our divine acceleration today. You see, in that difficult, troublesome areas of your life, so we do not fail when the opportunities come. How many times, I remember years ago, I was battling still. I gave my life to the Lord, but I was battling with the cigarettes. And I had an old alcoholic person that I had to go and see. But he knew me from my police days that I was drinking. I was doing that, but I was still smoking. And I knew he hated smoking. So I couldn't go. That was my war. You see, I'm not speaking against the smokers, but that was mine. And I had to stop that in order to take the opportunity. Thirdly, for a divine acceleration, we have to recognize others in distress and serve others that are in need. You see, you never know who God will use on your behalf. He can and will use everyone or anything. He even used your enemies. He even used Balaam's donkey to speak. He used a fish to go find a coin to pay the toll gate. That is divine acceleration. He made the water's particles come together so Peter can walk on it as a highway. Divine acceleration. And all the promise for his apostles, he left for us as well. You are unique, and God wants to use your gifts and so that you can minister to those people that are weak and that are in need today, that you are encounter on your daily life. People that I don't encounter with. Each and every one of us are unique. In Proverbs 19:17, it says, and this is the most beautiful scripture for me, "Whoever is kind to the poor borrows to the Lord." Man. So when you are kind to the poor, somebody says, you are borrowing to God. And he says here, "And he will reward them for what they have done." God will reward you. Trust God today to position you first, to be ready, but also to position the right people in your life for that divine acceleration in your life. God's come and be positioned a butler with Joseph in the prison, so that this butler could go and testify to the Pharaoh to tell him about the skills and the gifts of dream interpretation that Joseph had. You see, remember with God, there's no too little people or too little places when his hand's coming in motion. You see, that small act of kindness, you won't know, but it may make a huge ripple effect that will impact generations. Look at Mary Magdalene. She used the tears to wash Jesus' feet. And he said they will always write about it. And still today, people are testifying about what she's done. It never stopped. You see, God wants us just to be available. Like this young boy that came forward with a fish and the bread. He did nothing. It was Jesus. It was a divine acceleration. But he made himself available. So like Joseph, in 24 hours, listen to this, he was propelled from a prisoner to a prime minister. 24 hours. Divine acceleration. You see, in divine acceleration, the fourth point is you need to serve with excellence. And this we see again in Genesis 39, that Joseph served the warden of that prison with grace and excellence. He could have thought, "I'm going to be the second most powerful man in a few hours, and you will be under me. I will have control of you." But he didn't. Instead, he used the gifts and talents that God has prepared him for and served it with all his heart. Are we serving today with all our heart? You see, we serve and honor God by serving those that He calls us to serve. And it happens especially when you are there at a time of disappointment and distress. You're in that waiting period and you don't hear God's voice. This people come alive. That's where God wants us to serve. And that's the only thing sometimes that's getting us out of that pit. Colossians 3 verse 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. There's a reward again. Say reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving, not the people. It's Himself. You are serving the Lord Himself. God wants to give you a special seed today. This was amazing when God gave me this. He said, your faith in my son Jesus and your serving heart is that seed that you sow into your future for your appointment of divine acceleration. Seed. You receive that seed today. 5. Divine acceleration after a waiting season. You see, remember God brings a promise. He says the word and then there's a waiting period. And this waiting period we fall into despair. Moses spent 40 years in the desert looking after sheep. And there, while he was looking, I'm sure he was thinking about, once I had a dream of being the person that will deliver Israel out of slavery. At the age 80, he ceased to even believe that it's even possible. Until he had that divine encounter with God in the desert with a burning bush. And God told him, this is now the time to deliver my people. Exodus 3, we read, in a short time, a season of divine acceleration, Moses was surged up. He was propelled forward to go and speak to the Pharaoh. And we know what happened. Pharaoh said, please, go and worship and serve your Lord. Take your flocks, take your children, take everything. Just bless me. We take the prophet Deborah. She spent years being faithful with perseverance. Every day after day, she went and sat under her palm tree. And people would come. And she would minister to them with wisdom. And she was a judge as well. And then one day, at that moment of divine acceleration, God swept her into the events, giving her the prophetic word, you will again save my people, which he did. You maybe sit here this morning and say, but God, I think it's due time in my life for you to show up. But God wants us not to think what is human impossible today. He wants to come back to Him and think and put all our worship into the impossible that can do all things. He that brings in the supernatural and the miraculous things to happen. You see, God is positioning you this morning under your palm tree, like Deborah, to serve. Lamentations 3 verse 25 and 26, it said, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him. The ones who seek Him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The sixth point, divine acceleration comes by faith. You see, and sometimes, did you know that when we don't have faith, we are actually disobedient? We are actually disobedient to God. You see, God promises for us is in the future. But it's our faith with expectations that will cause it to promote us. I'm going to say that again. God promises us for a time in the future. But it's our faith with an expectation that will cause us to be promoted into this season of divine acceleration in your life. You see, to have faith in God is to make a commitment, trusting Him with everything, trusting Him in full. To accept these promises without proof or evidence. You see, something, God, show me something. Lord, I want to see. Do not. When God is preparing you to do something, it will happen sudden. And we move you into that season. Sometimes in a season of spiritual warfare. How many of you were there? It feels like you are just fighting a war the whole time against the enemy. But it's there that our faith will be the key, that unexpected key to a divine intervention from God. I can hear this morning, I can hear a sound of victory and breakthrough in this place this morning. Psalm 9:10 says, and those who have knowledge of your name will put their faith in you, because you, Lord, have always given your help to those who were waiting for you. God says, wait on me. We read in the book of Esther, Hanuman was the enemy of the Jews living in Persia, and he sent out a decree that at a certain date, the nation of the Jews will be wiped out. And then suddenly, the Lord turned the plans around by the faith and courage of a young girl called Esther. And that very fate that Haman has planned on the people happened to him. So what fate had the enemy planned this morning? Does it really matter? If you have faith, God's going to turn it around. It is time for you to overcome the enemy, and that we need to stand up against him. If you are under threat today, don't worry. It's because you are a threat to him this morning. We are a threat to the devil this morning. When we are under attack sometimes, know that this time when you're under attack is actually a sign that there comes a time of divine acceleration in my life. Just have faith in God. Hold on to him. Remember when Satan is attacking you, he's opposing God directly for the purpose he has on your life. And that is when divine acceleration will come, and that movement will be unstoppable. The enemy will not be able to stop it. For divine acceleration, we have to trust God in his timing and his viewpoint. Noah was waiting almost 100 years for the rain that was promised. He built an ark over a period of 90 years or more, waiting for rain that is never seen. You see, when we do not see the promise in our circumstances, we feel that our prayers, our cries to God has not been answered. But it's not true. Remember, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. 1 John 3:20. God knows what's going on in your heart this morning, good or bad. That's scary. You see, we have our own ideas of how and when we believe divine acceleration needs to happen in our lives. But heaven, God has already decided, and he's got a different timetable. In 2 Peter 3 verse 8 to 9 it says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. But God promises, I might delay, but I will never be late. Sometimes we experience that our circumstances did not work out, and it was not the right time. And because of God, through his son Jesus' love and mercy on us, he didn't let it happen. Never compare others and why they have breakthroughs in their life. So many times we look at it, say, but have you seen that guy? Man, he's still battling with this and he's sweating. But look how, I mean, he's poor, but look how, he just prayed and his wife has been healed, but we never do that. What God wants us to do this morning, say changing. He wants a changing to start with me and you this morning by having more faith and more patience in our life and not focus on others. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get tired. Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. You see, God never promised us a life of only abundance and that it will be easy. But he did say that there is a time and a season for everything. A promise this morning is in Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12. Everybody knows it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It's a declaration that the Lord is making. It's just not somebody's have written down. He said, he declares that I have plans for you. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Sometimes we find ourselves running away or we are hesitant to adhere to the calling of the Lord. Like Jonah. He didn't only hesitate. He also ran away in the opposite direction. And we know what happened. In Jonah 3:1, it's written, and then those grace-filled words came. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. You see, God is the one of second chances. And even when you feel you've missed the opportunities to fulfill His purpose, it's never too late for God's hand to move in your life. Jonah did not take God by any surprise, because God had a plan that He had fulfilled by divine acceleration on the boat and in the fish. He was thrown off the boat into the storms. A fish swallowed him, and he was kept in the fish. Now, he couldn't live. Nobody can live inside. So he was dead. And when he was spit out, he was resurrected. That's what I believe. Divine acceleration. So God wants to fulfill His plan in your life as well today. And activate this prophetic word that He's got for you today. To repent, to return, and to place your trust in Him so His hand can start moving your life. You see, sometimes God is at the door of our hearts, but we don't open. We don't allow Him. God is lining up circumstances and people. Like, have you seen on TV, I think it's in Korea or one of these places, they've got this millions of dominoes. Now God is lining up people and circumstances in your life. And when His power touches that, they will go down like dominoes, and His power will be unleashed, and nothing will hold back the word that God has got in your life. Nothing. His plans is always for us to exceed, and to exceed our wildest expectations. Sometimes your expectations is high, but God is, and sometimes I feel, God, but this can't be. Do you trust me with this? But you see, it will always be exceeding your wildest expectations, because His plan aligns, listen to this, His plan aligns with what you and me are meant to be doing, not what we expect we should be doing. I'll say it again. God has aligned His plans with what we are meant to be doing and not what we are expect to be doing. That's what we think. Remember, it's not how perfect you are this morning in doing things. Nobody's perfect. But it's our faith and trust that causes the divine moment of acceleration to happen in your life and my life. You see, in Psalm 37, 23 and 24, it's written, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. You see, we can see acceleration this morning. And in your life, you're going to see recovery. You will see restoration. You will see that quickly. You will see that suddenly that's going to happen in your life. Be assured this morning that when it's time for God's divine acceleration in your life and for His hand to start move, nothing and no one will stop God's way. Can we say it? No one will stop God. He's unstoppable. This morning, there might be so many things in your life. There's people that I need to forgive. There's children. I just feel in my spirit this morning, there's parents that's here this morning, and there's no relationship between them and their children because of things that happen. There's people that sit here this morning, maybe that went through a divorce, and you sit at this place this morning, you feel lonely. Why did this happen? Maybe you sit here this morning, I feel there's things in your life that other people do not know of, but you battle to get over it this morning. There's some of you that sit here this morning that I feel I'm too small. God cannot use me. God wants to propel you into this new season of His power, His might. You see, there's nothing too big for God this morning. That problem, that thing, that relationship this morning, we give it to God this morning. Nothing will stand in His way. And sometimes it's not water that's departing, but it's suddenly a family that's been brought together. That's also by divine acceleration. Because even counselors and life coaches told you, listen, there's just no, we can't save this marriage or this relationship. God can. So I want to just give you word this morning. Be ready this morning. Stand up. Be ready this morning to receive that divine intervention from God in your life this morning. But we have to do something this morning. you'll have to repent. You'll have to turn back to His face. We'll have to go back to His mercy and His grace. That mercy and grace that Jesus have done for us on Calvary. That is the center point of the Bible. Everything turns around that. I just sense this morning that there's somebody that's sitting with a huge decision in her life. And she don't know what to do. She's tried everything and everybody. And it's come to a point where she doesn't even feel like living anymore. And I'm not going to single people out. I think she will know if this word is for her this morning. It could be for more than one person. I just want to motivate you this morning and just encourage you with the words from the Lord this morning. Right now, in that moment where your heart is in pieces and you feel you don't want to go on with your life, it's there where God is busy placing each and every piece like a puzzle together in your life. And you only see darkness at the moment, the Lord says. All you see is darkness. You're standing right next to the light switch. But even the light, you're scared of. The Lord says, this morning is the time for you to rise up, my daughter. Take up the responsibility of your life. Give it over to me so my hand can start working in your life. And I will prepare for this season in your life. I will prepare the people that will surround you. I will surround you with champions. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and pray. Father, this morning we just want to come and declare, it is time for your power to come in motion and to cause your plans to pass at supernatural speed in our lives. Lord, let us start doing what we are meant to be doing according to your will, to your way, not what we expect we should do, Father. Lord Jesus, make us to serve others with excellence in faith and perseverance. Give us this gift of faith this morning. Father, we are not perfect, but increase our faith in us by the blood of Jesus. Let us experience your divine acceleration in our lives this morning. Lord, maybe it will not be a tangible feeling that we will feel something, but Lord, we will see it in our circumstances. We will see it in that relationship. We will see it in that sickness in my body. We will see it this morning in that depression. I will see it in that shame, that guilt in my life when you remove it. Father, we are not perfect. But increase in our life this morning. Lord, bring that increase. Lift us up. Increase our life far above our expectations this morning. We come this morning again, Lord, and we repent for one thing this morning. That we are walking for so long with this hurt in our bodies, with our hurt in our hearts. Lord, in psychologically, spiritually, even in our soul area, Lord. And we come and repent this morning that we have never come back to the cross and say, Jesus, this is not my load to carry. You've done it on the cross already for me. We repent for not coming back to you. We are not perfect, Lord. Father, let the power of your Spirit and your glory move on our behalf this morning. Anoint us with favor of perseverance, Lord. Perseverance and patience in our life, Lord. To have patience with others. To persevere in our spiritual life. Lord, bring us back at that personal altar in the mornings or at night, doesn't matter when, where you spend time at our personal altar, Lord, and building up that intimate relationship with you. That's where we'll find the key to divine acceleration in our lives, Lord. God, make us your source of encouragement for this world. We live in a world that's hopeless. People don't have hope. People are running around scared, Lord. Make us that source of hope and encouragement for the people. Today, give us a creative way to reveal our love, our skills, our way, Lord, that will bring the best out in those around us. Help us, Lord, that when we do something, we always bring the best out of others. Lord, by divine acceleration, replenish, restore us today and overturn our battles, Lord, and launch us into this new season where victory is awaiting us. Father, prepare us one step at a time to enter into the blessings of an exciting life that you've prepared for us, Lord. Not that we've prepared for ourselves. God says, I'm pulling you up towards my calling. I promise my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. There will be a moment of suspension just before I propel you into your new season. Forward towards me to the highest point, close to my heart. Finally, God says this morning, I will release the moment of divine acceleration. It is here that I choose to propel you into the world to accomplish your calling, moving forward and blessing others. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Amen.